What's in the news?
One historian called it the discovery of a lifetime.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. A revolutionary discovery in England, a handwritten parchment copy of our Declaration of Independence.
We certainly weren't looking for a copy of the Declaration like this.
Harvard University researchers Emily Sneff and Danielle Allen have been scanning the globe for every known edition of the Declaration. What they found is a second copy, just like the one under glass at the National Archives in Washington.
Nobody even had an inkling that a second one might exist, and so therefore there was no reason to look for such a thing.
They believe it was penned in America in the 1780s, probably commissioned by James Wilson.
I'll be the man who prevented American independence.
Portrayed as a flip-flopper in the movie 1776, but a fervent nationalist.
London correspondent Charlie Daggett.
The researchers believe the document originally belonged to the Duke of Richmond, known as the Radical Duke for the support he gave to American revolutionaries. It was handed down over generations of dukes until a local man handed it into the records office in the 1950s.
An important piece of U.S. history moved around and folded up, mistreated, some would say, until now.
Oh, being able to go to West Essex and hold this parchment in our hands to look at it closely was just extraordinary.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.